And Tina had a praise report for the Wednesday night youth group that she sent out. That one of the little group person, Sage, you remember Sage?
Well, he's not that little now.
Well, I'm sure.
He's as tall as we are. Sage? Yeah, he's as tall as me.
Yeah. Well, you tell the story.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Travis and I went by to pick them up, and they're not real good communicators. You know, they're kids. And so he just thought we were picking a few up, and so we took our vehicle, personal vehicle. We get over there, and they're standing out in front of their home, Sage's home. There were more that wanted to come, but we couldn't fit them in the car because we didn't have enough seatbelts. We had to leave them, some of them. So Travis said, this is not happening again. We're going in the van. If I'm carrying one, I'm going to have the van. So we went over, and we wound up having 9 or 10, and Sage has been inviting his neighbors. And one of the, what was his name, that said he had never been to?
I don't know.
Martin Williams.
Yeah.
He said, I've never been to church, to this church. And so Travis looked at me, and he says, get in the van.
I'll tell you what, and it's because of the seeds that you planted when the youth group was real active. Yeah.
Well, and one of the kids, he's been twice now, he's a little bigger kid, but he's on the way back. He sat right behind me, and I can hear him singing one of the songs that they sang that night at church. So it was like, I mean, you just don't know when you're going to get it.
So even though they're not meeting here right now, because we really need to get some help to bring them all back, and it keeps on growing like that. So if you know somebody that wants to help Tina and Travis with the youth group, please step forward. Or if you know a family or friend that would like to do it, that would be great.